Wow, this is good questions for community building. I think with these questions you could really gather some people. Are you interested in these questions? Shall we build a community upon these questions? And we just take 30 years to find more out about it, and this will keep the community alive. You have no answers, but you have this real crucial questions, and you always go on working with it, and this is the community building process, and it will never die. This is what keeps a community alive. And in Tanara, it has been like this in the former days, in the beginning, when the structures not yet have become fixed. And now you try, as every community or communal body tries to, the structures, you create them, and then you stop them from dying, you fix them, and then you say, oh, we found this good structure, we go on in this structure. Always when we meet here, we say, Inshallah alaikum, and then this will be your dad. You have to be on these open questions always. And be ready. If you are in an open question, you are ready to die. You don't know the answer. This is the miracle of the Kairos work. You just go with who am I? And you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And then you find a layer of truth. And you share the truth with someone. I got my truth. I was working on life and death. No, what is death? I was working on what is death on my last Kairos retreat. And then I came to the answer, life and death is one and the same. It's always one and the same. You cannot stay alive because the process is always there. And if I would have stayed with this question, I had to leave this island of truth and dive deeper into truth. You can always go deeper. And this is what a community or mankind needs. But then you have this epochs, the epochen, die Zeit, these phases in history when mankind decides, we will stay in this house. We built this house with these beliefs, and we just find out what these beliefs are good for, what is the shadow of these beliefs, what is the good of these beliefs, how will it happen when we build society upon these beliefs, and then we will be the witnesses of this house falling down again, be the witness of the death of our culture. This is all part of the history, and we have to stay aware with it. And then out of the dying, the process of the new is coming with all the pain and the suffering and the loss. And then we are in the process of dying. But as humans, we always put this death process to the end of the story. That's the problem. We think, now we are live, we have to be fun, we have to enjoy our life. Oh, this is hurting, this is not true, this is, what am I living here? Oh, I forgot about it. I'm still alive, I want to live on. But then we put this death experience, this is really hurting. Sometimes we have the illusion in our mind when we read too many spiritual books that the experience of loss, death, and destruction feels good somehow because it's a spiritual truth, but it does not have to feel good. It's just life. Some things just feel terrible and horrible. But if we face them as they come, life and death is always married together, almost every moment of our life. And then death is not, we don't have to fear it anymore. We just invite it into our life. This is the principles. And your questions are about the principles of of life going on, and it does not need such a cutting catastrophe, what sometimes happens in history. There's really this cutting off the story, and then we have to start a new story, a completely new story. And this is what is happening to mankind right now. This is, we are in front of a cutting edge of a whole epoch. And this is very special. I have the feeling there will be very much death all around. And we have to face that. Anyway, it will happen. Not because I'm the oracle. This is just how I see the things going on, what they are leading for. Maybe there's a miracle happening and some starships from another planets will come and tell the humans, no, don't do this. We don't allow it. We have been looking at you, but now we stop it because it's going to become a mess. But maybe they don't come, and maybe we don't stop it. And there were thousands of times where we didn't stop it. I just saw a movie about the destruction that happened in Germany through the Second World War. So many people were killed by all these bombs and raped when Germany was overtaken from the Allies. Nobody is talking about them. And there was so much more suffering all around. It's not about, this movie was especially about the suffering of the Germans because no one is looking at it. But this is not the point I'm talking about it. When I saw all these dying bodies and people, and it's not far from us. We just live at a certain place where at this time it does not happen. But it might happen very soon. And this is inviting death in our daily life, to live with this option. And this is on a huge level, but we can have it in our small level too. For example, when I'm in love with Fiola, it's just a joyous time, and I'm so happy that we found each other and that I have this peaceful relationship. But I know it might end tomorrow. I have no control. I can do whatever I can do to keep it alive, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? And it will end tomorrow. So I tell her every day, I love you. And when we have a fight, I am 10 minutes like... And after 10 minutes, I just tell her, oh, I love you, I'm sorry. It was not my best moment. Because at facing the end, it's not worth it to lose time with stupid things. Something like this. This is not very special what I tell you, but you inspired me. Thank you. Is it an answer, maybe? Yes, it would be so nice to have this. I think this dying of Tamara, I mean, this dying process is so healthy. And it's so much about letting go. And this is, the most of the letting go is just in our own world. And this own world we live in is not the real world. It's just our reflection on the real world. And sometimes we come together with people who have a similar reflection of the real world, and we say we are a community or we are a couple. But when we start to live together or to look deeper, then we see, no, it's only similar, but we have very much differences, like men and women, in our beliefs. And we can only meet beyond that beliefs. And this means the process of dying. This is the spiritual process of dying, to let the beliefs die and meet beyond them in truth and love. So I think the way to die is to face truth. And this will never end, because I see it, I feel very good, and suddenly I have this fear of death. It's just coming from inside, so I know, no, I'm not finished. I'm still living with the fear of death. It's deep in my cells. I have to take responsibility for it and face the situation. It would be very good to have a community or a way of culture that invites this. And if we stay inviting it, we will stay alive. I have the belief that the culture must not die. If it includes the dying process, even of itself, it can live forever. But for a human being, like a soul, like you and me, we have this opportunity to stay here for a while, maybe 80 years or 60 or 30, and then we have the chance to die, to make a zero on our life, to clean up completely, to start new. And then we come again and give it another try, and we are part of the history of mankind. Oh, I tried it in Tamera. It was good, and then in the end it worked not out very well. We had some destruction and did not know anymore where to go. I did not find a solution for it in my lifetime. But next time I come, I give it a next try, and I have learned of all these errors we had, and we started again. And this is how mankind does progress. So for us as the souls that are unsterblich,
immortal,
we are immortal souls. Only the superficial understanding of ourselves is dying. And if we surrender to it, we start to live full of wisdom. And with the cultural body, it's completely different. A cultural body is not an eternal being. When it dies, it dies. And it's just destroyed completely. But it had some time to generate wisdom, to create civilization. And the next cultures will build their culture on this ground of wisdom. So it's a different way of dying, but it's necessary to die for a cultural body. We say when the cultural body has done its job, it's important that he dies to put all what on knowledge and wisdom and human evolution was created in there. Through the process of its dying, it's spreading all into the whole mankind. It becomes the goods of all mankind. This is the way of dying in a spiritual giving way. Like when Jesus, it's not a cultural body, it's an avatar soul. But when he was dying, his wisdom became part of the whole humanity. This is true. I had this experience. I was dying in a sexual encounter. It was just, I died in that. And then I woke up in the spiritual truth, and in the center of every physical matter of my cells. I died here, and I woke up in all the cells of my body, and there was the holy temple everywhere. And it was not only in my body, it was everywhere, in all matter. And whom do you think I met there? Jesus. Not the Jesus they are talking about. The spark of his soul. I mean the real being as we are. We are unsterbliche, eternal beings. And so, for me, I just can tell about my own experience. His dying was a gift to the whole planet, because part of the love of his process is still there. And we can connect to it, and it can lead us, because it's so close. Don't misunderstand me, it's not about Jesus. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's about the eternal being of love that we are. This is a spiritual question. And if you have a culture that cultivates this eternal being of love in a human, it needs to be manifested in everyday's life. It does not help to know it or to listen it from a priest. We have to manifest it in every moment of our life, in every encounter with someone. And if we create a culture out of that, this makes a difference.